You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
John Nemo is here with App Minute. We've got three products, and I'll try to make it nice and quick, but these are products that definitely deserve a good look, a good listen, and a good handle. The first one is called FlyGrip, F-L-Y-G-R-I-P. It glues to the back of your iPhone or iPod Touch, or you could put it on the case, which is what I put it on mine, because I didn't want to glue it to the back of my iPod Touch. And you stick your two fingers in a spring-loaded little fly grip clip thing, and it snaps in place when you're not using it, and it snaps out when you are using it, and it just gives you much better holding ability for typing or using it as a telephone or using it as a video camera. I used it at the Macworld Expo. I was very pleased. It's a brand new company. Cost is $30. It's at flygrip.com. We will have show notes with links and information on all these products at appminute.com. But check out FlyGrip. It's a little bit overpriced at $30. I expect as it becomes more popular and it gets better distribution, the price will come down. It's really somewhere, should be around $15, but it's a very nice product, and I use mine all the time with my iPod Touch. The second product is a set of headphones. The company is called ID America, ID America. The name is Spark, High Definition In-Ear Headphones. They're basically earbuds, and they have quite a good microphone, inline microphone, that's just a few inches below my jawline. You can also advance and play your audio tracks, and it can also segue over to your Siri or whatever your voice command is going to be using your iPod Touch or your iPad or your iPhone. The quality of the sound is very good. It comes in many, many different colors. The interesting thing about it, again, a brand new product, the list price is $60, which is what it sells for on Amazon, but there are some online shops selling it for $29. Now, at $60, these are good headphones because they sound good, they're comfortable, reasonably well-built, good sound distribution, and a pretty darn good microphone for making calls or doing voice communication. But at $30, these are a fantastic bargain. So look for the Spark headphones, lots of different colors from ID America. The keynote event here on App Minute is the IDM11. It's the IDM11 from iHome, I-H-O-M-E, iHomeAudio.com. Portable rechargeable Bluetooth speaker with speakerphone. Now, this is a new product. It costs $65. At first, I thought, wait a minute, why should this thing cost more than $30, $35, $40 tops? But again, a brand new product. You're not going to find it on sale very many places yet. But eventually, at iHome Audio, you will use this to either to play it tethered using an audio cable that is included to play your audio mini stereo plug to any of your audio devices. The cable is a little bit short, a little bit less than long enough, but that's okay. It does the job when it's adjacent to the product. You can also charge it up using this multi-purpose cable. It's got a nice cubish form factor, and it charges up in a few hours by connected to a USB power device. So as a connected speaker, it's fine. For personal listening, reasonably good quality, not particularly great bass response, but it's a single piece speaker that will fit in your hand as in a cube shape. Where it really is terrific is as a Bluetooth speaker. So you can turn on Bluetooth on your iOS device and have the iHome IDM11 across the room or across the patio or somewhere at a party. You can have this playing and you don't even need to be in the same room with it because it will connect to Bluetooth from quite a large distance away. And the sound clarity is very good. Classical, jazz, pop. Again, as long as it's not a booming bass, it'll be just fine. And the neat thing is it also has a built-in microphone. So you can use it as a Bluetooth speakerphone. So for instance, last night, my wife and I were talking to Jackie Richards on the phone using the IDM11 as our microphone. And her voice came out not from the iPod Touch, which I was using with Line 2 that I talked about last week on App Minute podcast 215, but the sound from Jackie Richards was coming out through the iHome speaker, and she was getting our sound using the microphone, all with Bluetooth. Now, the audio input on the microphone really is dependent on the timbre, meaning the vocal quality of the person who's speaking, and it works much better when you're closer to the IDM11 rather than far across the room and when you talk softly and close up. It's a, you know, not a high-quality premium microphone, but it does the job in both directions. The sound playback is fine. Problems, one serious problem, the packaging, the bubble wrap in the packaging is almost impossible to get off. The iHome retail packaging is meant to be so robust that I had to take it off using a Stanley utility knife, and I scratched the product very badly. Next time, I would definitely use a scissors and very carefully try to remove it. It's not a good user-friendly packaging. But aside from the packaging, and aside from the fact that the cable's a little bit short, and aside from the fact that it doesn't have booming bass, and aside from the fact that you need to be in just the right position to have the optimum sound with the speakerphone, this is a product I'm going to take it as soon as I'm done making the podcast. Suzy and Jackie and their various friends and spouses and stuff like that, we're all going to have some beers together up the street, and I'm going to let them listen to it and play with it, and I think they'll like it a lot. Thank you very much, and we appreciate you listening to At Minute. We will have all this information in our show notes at atminute.com. John Nemo, signing off.
Hey, Guy, have you heard about Not Another Mac Podcast?
Oh, Not Another Mac Podcast?
Yeah, so you've heard of it then?
Heard of what?
Not Another Mac Podcast.
Gaz, you keep repeating yourself.
I'm just telling you the name of the show.
No, you don't. You keep telling me about Not Another Mac Podcast.
Yep, that's the one.
What's the one?
Not Another Mac Podcast.
Gaz, you nitwit Brit. Have you been drinking?
No, you big yank tank. Listen.
Not Another Mac Podcast is a roundtable discussion with Mac users and experts from all over the world.
Hey, Gaz, we've been on that podcast. Are we experts now?
Oh, brother.
You can find us in iTunes by searching for Not Another Mac Podcast or get it through the Stoplight Network podcast feed.